A new movie, The Conspirator, directed by Robert Redford, debuted in theaters over the weekend. The film tells the story of Mary Surratt, the one woman charged in the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. The boarding house she owned still stands in the nation's capital, and we dispatched NPR's Art Silverman to take a look.
I was going to go see the movie, but luckily I heard clips from the film first.
Yes, my son hated the North. We all did. How can a Southerner feel anything but bitterness towards your side? But my son did not conspire to kill your president.
No way I was going to spend $10 on this. But I had the assignment, so I did a little research. Actually, I had interns Abby Sykes and Janae West do a little research on the boarding house.
It's in Chinatown on 8th Street.
It got renovated so it could accommodate commercial space on the first floor.
And what is it now?
It's actually a walk-and-roll Chinese restaurant.
This is one of the shortest trips I've ever taken for an NPR story. We've come just 2 blocks. If you come through the alley, you could get here really quickly. And right here is Walk and Roll Restaurant.
During the Civil War, this modest brick house was occupied by a Maryland-born widow, Mary Surratt.
Unlike other historic sites in Washington, there's no line in front of the Surratt boarding house. You won't get a history lesson there, just California roll and $2 beers during happy hour. For the record, there is a modest plaque in front of the 3-story structure. Visitor Jennifer Pyle of Clinton, New Jersey, reads it to her family.
She had a son in the Confederate Army. Another son, John, had become friends with the famous actor John Wilkes Booth.
Kim O'Connor of Rye, New York, and a gaggle of friends arrive at the Surratt House unimpressed, with an appetite more for sushi than history.
Here, we're going to get some lunch. We are starving and tired.
And maybe we'll see a ghost.
So this is where it all was, huh?
I had no idea. That's really funny.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place. It came up to get some sushi.
Mike Jones of Annapolis, Zoe Reeves of Tucson, and Elaine Smart of Clinton, Maryland shrug off the way this restaurant ignores the marketing possibilities of a major motion picture, one playing just around the corner, in fact, at a multiplex.
You're saying that if I eat egg rolls here, I can also enjoy the historic site and watch the movie and have a full circle experience.
Alejandro Aviles of Fayetteville, Arkansas, agrees with me that they could have at least named a menu item, Surratt Sushi, but no. Walk and Roll remains an extremely understated shrine to a very evil plot. And maybe it's better that way. Art Silverman, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.